Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
Amazon lost like $34 million today because there was that one period of time.
All right, guys.
Their site was down.
Oh, shit, was it?
For Prime Day. And like you couldn't get through the checkout, and then their projection was that they lost $34 million in that period of time when they were
It went offline right at the very beginning of the sale. It's insane.
Well, our intro got interrupted by Julio talking about Amazon's going down.
I can't do this. This sucks. I'm a little stressed.
That would be stressful for Amazon.
Yeah. Well, I guess welcome to the Startup Addict. We're talking about Amazon and episode 19.5.
Hey, who else thinks it's a good idea to start telling a story like right before the intro ends?
I don't know how short it was. It was really interesting.
And then Dennis like glared at him as the intro was about to end. Like, hey, I can edit it out before the fucking intro ends, but not after.
I'm just a little stressed, guys. All right? All right.
What do you want to talk about then? What do you want to talk about?
I think we should talk about dealing with stress.
I think that's a good idea.
What's got you stressed out right now?
Yeah. I don't know. People talking when I'm trying to start the episode.
Are you going to chew gum this whole episode or what?
No. It's a stress reliever. That's why.
How do you deal with stress? Other than fucking smacking your lips nonstop.
I'm a madman guy. Just a nice warm scotch when I get home. That's how I deal with stress. But
how do you deal with stress?
Probably exercise, probably a good one.
Probably a good one. Like
that's probably the best one. Yeah, right. The whiskey depends on the whiskey, but it's exercise. Try and sleep more, and then a little whiskey right before I go to bed.
Whiskey came up.
Whiskey.
Instant workout. Relax mode. It goes into relax mode. What about you?
I'm still trying to put in context that if you were to strike it big, you would get 6 beers, but yet you already have a ton of whiskey.
Well, yes. I think I'd be less stress if I made it big, so therefore I just need beer. So, with the tri-tip.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's true.
That's what I think. Yeah.
You could marinate it.
I could. In whiskey.
In whiskey.
Well, you stole some of mine. I got six ways to deal with stress.
All right. Let's go with one. Oh,
we had 6 last time. We got 6 this time.
Oh, my God.
We just need one more. Let's
and then
six.
We're the omen.
Yeah. It's possible there's been too much coffee today.
Yes.
Well, number one is exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to always help, right? Sweat everything out.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more cardio than weights.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to just exhaust yourself.
Did you do that today?
No. That's why I'm all amped up.
I can tell.
Second one is figure out what I'm stressed about and try to read or do some research to try to find something.
Yeah.
Could be a solution or it could just be some other story about some other poor guy that got himself stressed out about the same thing.
It just leads to more
Makes
stress.
Makes me feel better by association. I'm not the only one. I do always go back to that book. Zen and the Art of Happiness. It is what it is. You try to figure out like why is this the best thing that's happening, whatever it is that I'm stressed about.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, then I try
whiskey.
Then I try to
Yeah, where's
when you start talking about whiskey.
Yeah, when's whiskey on this list?
You gotta relax, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror, tell yourself you're not a pussy. Everything's gotta be
you're
fine.
Good enough, you're smart enough, and people like you.
Yeah. I haven't gotten onto the full breathing exercise yet. Probably one deep breath, like your sighs during the podcast.
Yeah, I try to do it throughout the podcast. That's what relieves stress when these topics go haywire. I'm like,
that's really what you're talking about.
The next thing is get some perspective, right? So you can, whether it's your family or which you realize, okay, that's more important, or you read about or see something on the news or hear about something and you realize, shit, whatever I'm stressed about is not that important.
Yeah.
Not that big a deal. There's people going through a lot worse. Next, we're firing through this list.
I know.
We're on number 5 already.
I love it. I want to see what
this
six is.
The shortest editing you've ever had to do. Number 5 is, fuck it, stop and do something else. And you just, I'm too stressed. Can't do anything about it.
What would you do?
Right now, I would probably watch an episode of Animal Kingdom. I've been binge watching that. It's pretty good. Yeah, I'm on season 2. It's not bad. And just forget. Then, it seems like 45 minutes seems like a couple hours. And then you're like, all right, I'm good. That's more for distracted. If I'm distracted, some, a lot of times I just sit there like it's useless.
Do you think distracting yourself is important?
I don't know if it's important, but it happens constantly. I don't seem to have any control of it.
Is it a stress reliever?
But no, I think it's important sometimes to just be like, close the laptop, stop thinking about whatever it is you're thinking about, just go do something else.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just go outside, actually, just play music.
Yeah.
I go back to when we were in Mexico and we had the slow song competition.
That was funny.
I go outside, just blast slow songs to the neighborhood. Like, see what they think.
They're checking their blinds. Like, is he going to kill himself? Or?
Yeah. They see me, I'm all stressed out. All of a sudden, it's like the slowest Chris Cornell song blaring through the neighborhood. But yeah, that's it. Usually it's like anything business related, the reality is usually life goes on. You just got to, you know, you got to put it in perspective, take a deep breath, and just refocus, whether that's through exercising or doing something else for a little bit. The other thing I found is, you know, to avoid stress business-wise is like I used to always be so stressed because I had these nagging things in the back of my head, right?
Yeah.
And most of it was related to like bookkeeping and accounting.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't very I wasn't very good at it.
Yeah.
B, I wasn't very good at doing it in a timely manner. So in my head, I always had this like, well, fuck, I don't really know exactly what's going on, and I have all this stuff to do that I'm not very good at that I know someone else could do, but then I could never bother to take the time to find someone, and if I could find someone, I get too frustrated trying to explain to them the state of what I had done so far. So I figured it's fucking useless. You know, by the time I explain to someone what I've done so far and how I've been tracking it, it's going to, might as well just fucking do it myself.
Yeah.
And then that basically was always this nagging distraction in the back of my head. So I couldn't get, I felt like I, for a long time, probably a couple of years, I felt like I couldn't just think peacefully.
Yeah.
And then finally, and I went through a couple, finally I found a bookkeeper that was like patient and let me just rant and vent and get off that call a couple of times. Yeah. It finally got to the point where they're like, okay, we can take it all over. Just give it to us. And then...
That was a great day, by the way.
Yeah.
Really, really.
Sometimes now I sit around, I'm like, I should be stressed. Oh, yeah. I don't have to do the fucking bookkeeping anymore. So sometimes it's important to take a minute today to save an hour tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, a lot of times, not just bookkeeping, there's probably things that people are, or I just guess, like, it's like, if you're stressed about something else, just get rid of all the other little things. Like today was like, just get rid of the mail pile, clear out your inbox. So there's nothing nagging at you about like, what am I forgetting? Or, you know, sometimes it's like this, I'll open a piece of mail. What the fuck is this? I don't know what to do with this. And I'll just put it in a pile and then just back of your head. It's like that. You still got to address that. And then it's like, just scan it and send it to the right person. Hold on. I got an ESPN update.
ESPN.
Oh shit. Bryce Harper won the home run derby.
Good job, Bryce Harper.
Really glad I got that alert.
Oh, I just got it myself.
I'm so stressed about that. Now I know. Anyways,
back to...
I talked everyone to sleep. Anyone else got any thoughts on this?
Hey, Jim, how do you deal with stress?
I don't.
Besides physical abuse.
I just let it build up and then just tear me apart. Everything you guys said, and probably as I've gotten older, a lot less whiskey.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've had a couple of really stressful jobs in my life, and the last one was so stressful that it like ripped holes in my stomach.
Yeah.
And I had gone to the doctor, and he was like, "Hey, maybe you should lay off the coffee." And I was like, "That's insane. I might as well just give up on life at this point, right?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well,
I need a new doctor.
Now. So go see another doctor. Right?
Give up my doctor."
And he's pretty much like, you know, you gotta cut out these things that are as you get older, they're not going to be as easy for your stomach to handle, especially if you're under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And you know, sure enough, he was right. I just stopped drinking whiskey at night before I went to bed. That helped. And then I actually gave up coffee for almost a year. And I just did tea, which was really painful. And it's crazy because as soon as I stopped doing that job, like all of the stress, all of that, all the things that were like kind of wrong with me and, you know, those related things all just disappeared overnight. Right. And you're just, you know, you read these articles about how bad stress is for your body and how bad it is for your mind. And sure enough, all those things are true. They're absolutely 100% true. And like, I think exercise, anytime anyone says to me, "Oh, Jim, I'm so stressed out. I'm feeling miserable. I don't feel good." I'm always like, how many times are you exercising a week? Because I think that like that is the start of like making you feel better, sweating it out. I think weights are good too. Just, you know, doing the heavier weight, especially when you're just like, I think it's good for you. So,
sometimes that makes me more energized afterwards though.
Oh.
Other than just, just breaking yourself down in cardio. Yeah.
I think it's also very important, to take that step back and, clear your mind and stop thinking about that stack of mail or whatever it is that's just pressing on you, which is a lot easier said than done. But I think that can help deal with your stress too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just having a good time, you know, whether it be six beers or watching some soccer in my
mowing a lawn.
Mowing a lawn. There you go.
Dude, but what you should not do is what I usually do, which is bite the shit out of your nails and then, and then find any candy or cookies in the house and eat those.
Oh, stress eating.
That's the worst.
That's
dude,
the best.
It is a fiend.
I used to, what I do, how I stress myself out, like before a project, what I would do is I would vision every scenario and I would lose sleep.
Oh my God.
Trying to figure out every freaking possible scenario for completing a job. So, you know, from like, oh, this thing's going to, what if this fell off the wall, or what if, you know, like every scenario. So I would stay up late at night, not sleep well, wake up, and then when I get to actually do it, it's actually pretty easy. So I take like a full couple days of just stressing about a project because I'm just worried about not getting it done right.
But, right.
I mean, I know it's super unhealthy, but, you know.
So do you think are you learning that maybe you don't need to be doing that?
Yeah. Well, I think at this point, I don't really care now. I'm taking a back seat now. Right. So
not caring.
Good. Yeah. I always now think that things are always going to end up working out. It's not going to be as bad as I usually think.
I'm trying to think of the most stressful day of my life. And I think it was, I keep going back to the first Dragons game. Because I remember just being like super stressed the day of the game. It was against Stanford. We had never done a project of that size before.
Yeah.
At least I hadn't. And I was to the point where I almost felt like I was going to throw up. I was super sick.
I remember looking at you and you were just had walking in circles in the middle of the track like
I don't know if it was
trying to avoid everything and walking in circles.
Yeah, I remember calling my mom at like 6 a.m. and we had a game at 7. So 13 hours ahead, I'm like, oh my God. This is going to happen. She's like, oh, just go and pray and you'll be fine. I'm like, mother, prayer is not going to help me right now.
Okay. That's a Latino thing. Just go ahead and pray. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
So you prayed and everything turned out okay? Or
I don't know if everything turned out okay. I think it passed. I mean, I think what I do is I try to envision the worst case scenario.
I wonder how
and then try to prep for that as much as I can.
Yeah.
As it goes back to you know, reading and educating yourself on whatever it is that you feel stressed about. But I don't know if I'm just in general, when it comes to work, I'm pretty stressful anyway. I'm always thinking like, oh shit, Nick's gonna hate this. I saw him today with that logo. I was like, all right, scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate this?
That's a real positive approach.
He was expecting something. I was like, I'm gonna lower your expectations right now and then just tell me how much you hate it.
I always vent to my wife and she's like, don't be so stupid, you'll be fine. Oh, all right, well shit. Oh. I'm good then.
It'll be fine.
Don't be such a baby.
Stop crying. Well, I guess those are six good ways of dealing with stress.
More than six. You just fall asleep for the last few?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I think we were up to like 9, yeah. Bro.
He was stress sleeping.
Julio suggested walking in tight circles.
Tight circles.
You suggested envisioning everything for 2 days before. Yeah. Jim talked about ripping a hole in his stomach.
Yeah.
There you go.
Where have you been?
I was thinking something else. So.
All right. Well, that's the stressful episode.
Yeah.
Out of the way.
I feel like a great stress has been lifted.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. We should have some people do some comments and give them some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
should we do something like that?
This is a really good idea.
What do you think?
We had a winner announced today for someone who gave us feedback, so we should continue that trend.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Give us some feedback. We'll send you some stuff.
Surprise.
We have some really cool stuff to send you. Yeah.
Hats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got some hats.
Dennis still got 3 beers left.
Yep. Yeah. Still 3 beers.
Might be warm when it gets to you, but more beers is just as good.
Hey, I'm fine with it.
Autographed. Duct tape by Dennis.
Yes. That'd be excellent. So if you like what you hear,
Here we go. Oh, you fucking cheater.
No, not.
He wrote it down. Dude, he wrote down our social media handles on a piece of paper in front of him.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's at the Startup Addict, or Twitter, startup_addict. And of course, YouTube, which we have no idea what's going on with it. But
edit that out. That was terrible. Do it. Mess up again. It'll sound more natural.
Yeah, oh, come on. This is too weird for you to get it right.
Oh, come on.
Unbelievable.
Edit that out.
All right. Well, Dennis got it right. I'll see how many times in a week.
That was actually from last night.
How many weeks in a row he can do that.
That was from last night, too.
Yeah. You planned it out already. You mapped out the scenarios.
Yeah, I was like, I should probably
went through everyone.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to fail at this anymore. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. No.
So I planned it out. So. And then I guess YouTube, I guess I don't know what the status is, if we have our URL, or is that just wishful thinking at this point?
2019.
I'm not going to let that stress me out.
2019. Yeah. 2019. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. All right. It is what it is.
I always just search it anyway when I'm looking for it.
That's true. We should probably also thestartupaddict.com.
Oh, that's a good place.
Beautiful. Yeah. You didn't write that one down.
I didn't. I thought of that one. So check that one out. See if you like it. See the pictures on there. I think there are pictures on there, aren't there?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've turned to... We've added a couple extra minutes here.
Cool. So, anyway. Relax, guys.